Well, this morning we have the opportunity to finish off the sermon series that we've been looking at during the season of Advent. And Advent are those four Sundays before Christmas where we look at the spiritual principles that God brings to earth during the Christmas event and the birth of the Christ child. The mystery of Christmas has been the focus, and the mystery is about what's going on in the world, and how God's working in the world and behind the scenes of the world, and trying us to help us understand the greater depth of what the mystery of Christmas is all about. I was doing some reading about Richard Rohr, and he's a contemporary theologian. He says that one of the problems today is in the Western world, where there's lots of education, that there is a blockage and inability to embrace mystery today. He says it's because of that left-brained part of us, that left-brained part that has to be right or wrong, believes or doesn't believe. And he says there's kind of like a veil in front of most people, and they're not just open to the mystery of the Christmas event. You often hear that by seniors, and they'll say things like, you know, Christmas is really for kids. Oh, it's so great when the kids or the grandkids are there because they're excited and they're filled with joy. And one of the reasons for that is that children don't have that blocked perception. And Rohr says that by the time you get to middle life, there's this veil that's there and you don't let anything in except what you already know and believe. And because of that, we miss the mystery of Christmas. And so the series has been to help us get rid of that veil that stops us from encountering the most that Christ child brings as we celebrate Advent and the coming of his birth once again. On the 1st of December, I talked about the mystery of hope and how important hope, essential hope is if we are going to be God's people. On the 8th, I talked about the mystery of peace, and how the Prince of Peace comes into the world, and the whole purpose is to enable peace to begin in us and move from us to others. Last week I talked about the mystery of joy and how essential it is for people to have joy, and that we are called as Christian people to be full of joy and to be a sense of enthusiasm and energy for the people that are around us. If you didn't hear any of those, you can go onto the website, www.graceunited.ca, and you can pick up some of those messages and see what we were talking about on those weeks. But today, I want to talk about the mystery of love. In the passage that Donna read for you from Matthew's Gospel, we have this incredible story about Mary and Joseph and what happened when the angel came and entered into their life. And in these two individuals, we see this kind of the mystery of the love that comes from God. Mary, we believe, was a teenager, and it was no easy feat for her to accept the responsibility of taking on motherhood of the Christ child. The angel comes, and Mary's caught off guard, and the angel says that the Holy Spirit is going to come upon her, and that she's going to be impregnated by the Holy Spirit and carry the Son of God for the world. Now, when we see that story from 2,000 years and look back, we go, well, isn't that great? Mary was honored. But for the child, Mary, who we believe was a teenager, that would have been an incredibly challenging event. Because young women who were pregnant were not seen as people who were blessed, but people who were condemned. And yet Mary, because of her love for God, says, let it be so as you have spoken. And then we have Joseph. Mary comes, shares that she's pregnant. And Joseph, being a very spiritual person, a religious man, he was going to send her away very quietly and divorce her. But because the angel comes and says to Joseph that something unique is happening here and to take Mary for his wife, he has this great love for Mary and love for God. And both the men take on this responsibility and this challenge of being parents to the Christ child. And in this story is this great mystery, and I want to talk more about this mystery of love that we celebrate at this time of year. Well, of all the emotions, love is one of the most mysterious. You hear it all the time when people are talking about others, and they say things like, "My goodness, I don't know what she sees in him." You ever had anybody say that? Or they'll be going, "I don't understand what he sees in her." And we have these kind of awarenesses that we just can't understand the way human love works. And human love is important, but what is even greater is the divine love that we encounter in the coming of the Christ child, the love that God has for the world. It is even a greater mystery. What is it about the Holy One, the one who has created all things? What on earth would make him want to be involved in humankind? And yet all the way through the biblical story, God is constantly interacting and connecting with humankind, trying to help humankind understand God's love. And the first thing about the mystery of the Christmas story is that it's initiated, this divine love is initiated by God. It's God that takes the first step. It is God that initiates and says, "I want to be part of the lives of human individuals." And in that moment, Christ enters into the world. We call it the incarnation, God coming in the flesh through the Christ child. And we see that this love was God's love for the world. In John 3:16, the first part says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son." Christ was the gift that God gave to the world so that people in the world might understand more clearly who God is. And God is the essence and the source of all love. And the Christ child came to clear that up for the people. Because there was confusion over the centuries, and people saw God as a more distant God or a God that was more judgmental. Just watching for the times you made mistakes and then coming in and making us pay for those mistakes. And Jesus comes and says there's this new God, this God who loves you with a never-ending love. And it doesn't matter what you do or what you say, that love is always available to you. All you have to do is receive the gift and open the gift in your heart and in your mind and in your spirit. And so I want to talk about this love that comes from the Christ child. The very first thing, it is not our love. It's not the human love that you have. You have the capacity to love, but a human love is very fickle, right? One day I love this person, the next day I can't stand him or her, right? We have this very weird view of love. You know, I love pizza, and I love my dog, and I love my partner, and I love my child. And hopefully those are different loves. I hope you love your partner more than you love pizza. But maybe not. Who knows? This human love is very fickle. One day I can be madly in love with this person, be really connected with my friend, and then they do something that annoys me, they do something that I don't like, and then all of a sudden that emotion changes, and I'm not so crazy about that person anymore. And that's what human love is like. It's fickle, it's up and down, it's all over the place. But the divine love is totally different. And the Christ child came to help us understand that our human love is not enough. It is not enough to fulfill the vision that God has for the world. And it is in the Christ child and the love that God sends through the Christ child that has the ability to be for you and I the love that makes a difference in our world. And so the love of the Christ child is the love of Christ in you and me. We are called not to just simply have our human love, but to have this spiritual love, this love that comes from God and then enables us to love differently than the people that are around us. A love that is not based on just if I get what I want from that relationship or that situation, but a love that responds no matter what. And that's a tougher love to have. And it's a love that comes from the Christ child that is a love without judgment. It is hard to love without judgment. To just love simply for the sake of love itself. Most of us like to love if, or love when, or love because, right? I love you because you scratch my back at night, right? I love you because you come to worship on Sunday morning. I love you because of this or because of that, or if you do this or if you do that. But the love of the Christ child is a love that has no end, for it is a love that comes from God, and it's a love that is a love that is anyway and even though and in spite of. And that's the kind of love God has for you. It's, I love you anyways. I love in spite of the fact that many times you blow it and mess up. And God's love simply has no limits and has no end. And so God packages this love up in the form of a Christ child that comes in a manger, lying in a manger in the stall. And then God wants that love to get out into the world. And God does that by wanting us to become a conduit of God's love. The first conduit was Jesus himself. It was the love incarnate that came. And on that Christmas long ago, it's the first time that God came in physical form to be a source of love for the world. And in the Christ child, we see the formation of that love and the beginning of that love, and it's fulfilled in his life as he lives it for God. And Jesus is this conduit that people see to encounter and feel this love that comes. And then Christ says, I want you to become a conduit for me. And that just like Jesus was a conduit to let the love of God flow through him into the lives of others, so too Christ calls you and I to be a conduit to allow his love, not our love, his love, to flow to the people in your life and the people that you meet each week. It's the only way that the holy love of God, the love of the Christ child, enters into the world. If it doesn't enter through God's people, it's not going to become an experience within our world. And we're called to live out that love, not on Sunday morning, but every day of the week. It's easy to be love and graceful and kind on Sunday morning. Everybody comes with their Sunday best on. If not on the outside, at least on the inside. You know, when we're forgiving and we're compassionate and we're understanding. And then we walk out and we go, okay, Monday morning, hats off. Now we be the real me, right? And we respond sometimes in less than Christ-like ways. And Jesus said, you're called to be the conduit every day. Every day of the week. Sunday right through to Sunday again. You are called to be that conduit through the love, where the love of God flows through you into others. And so I have a little video clip here to show you how we do that. And it's easier than you think, but it has to be intentional. Watch this little clip.
There you go. Strong as always.
Wouldn't be Christmas without one of your trees, Jake.
Okay, hop in the car, kids.
Yes.
They look forward to having cookies and cocoa while they decorate.
Yeah, that must be real nice.
Well, it's getting pretty cold. Guess we should be going. See you next year, Jake.
Hi, folks. See ya. Help you find something?
We're going to the lot at Frugal Mart.
The trees are $2 cheaper there.
Well, maybe we can work out a deal.
We've made our decision. I want cookies.
Jake, listen, we could really use your help decorating the tree this year.
Well, I'm busy here.
But we'd really like you to come help us.
Well, I'm sure you've got lots of family and friends to help you, huh?
No one knows trees like you do, Jake.
Yeah, I guess I know a thing or two about them.
You should see your tree all decorated.
Like that.
Yeah. Well, that'd be real nice.
Being a conduit and allowing the love of God and the love of Christ to flow through you isn't that challenging. But it does take eyes to see and ears to listen. Did you notice Jake's comment when the mother said, the kids look forward to having hot chocolate and decorating the tree? What did she say? What did he say? Do you remember? He goes, yes, it must be nice. And showed that he was alone. And somehow they picked up on that and they came back. And they invited him to be part of an event that included others. It's not hard to allow the love of Christ to flow through you, but it has to be intentional. There are lots of people that you're going to meet this week, that you're going to interact with, that are in need of just some kind of awareness that they're unique and that they're special. And one of the things that God's love does for all people, it says that you are unique and special just as yourself. And sometimes all we have to do is invite them to do something small. Go for a coffee. Go for a walk. Take over some Christmas baking to an elderly lady down the street. Or maybe you just, when you have to do the shopping for Christmas in the next day or two, you go to a small family store as opposed to Frugal Mart for a $2 extra tree, right? And sometimes it's hard for us to really be aware of our community and to say, I can help this family by shopping there and paying 3 cents more for the banana than going to a big mega store and getting my bananas cheaper. See, the love of God is just having your eyes opened, just letting your ears be open to the words of people, to the look of people who are in need, and then responding with the generosity of your presence, your care, and your love. And that's what the love of the Christ child is calling us to do, not only at this time, but all the way through the year, to watch for opportunities that God is going to give you. And the question is, will you have the eyes and the ears to respond? The mystery of the Christmas event is not simply that the Christ child came. It was the beginning of that mystery. When the Christ child entered as God incarnate, it was the beginning of the mystery. But the mystery experienced its fullness in this person 30 years later. And the kind of love and the kind of joy and the kind of peace and the hope that he brought the world. That's when you saw those principles really unfold in their fullest as he preached and spoke about God's love and God's hope and God's compassion and joy and peace in a totally different way. And then the greatest mystery of all is what happens when his followers do the same. You and I are the followers of Christ. We follow the living Christ who is present with us today. And our responsibility is to carry on his message in a tangible, practical way in the lives of others and bring the hope and the peace and the joy and the love of the Christ child into every life that you meet. And the challenge for you and I is to get rid of that veil that stops us from responding to the mystery of the Christ child and the Christmas event. And so this year, may that veil dissipate in your mind. May you see the mystery of the Christmas event and the Christ child. And as that veil peels away, may you be that conduit of peace and hope and joy and love for others in the remaining days before Christmas and then all the way through the year. And if we do that, then we'll encounter the wonder in the mystery of Christmas.